This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
It was illegal. Mm-hmm. And the infants have grown up into teenagers and young adults, and they are, for the most part, fully Americanized. We're talking about 800,000 people. We're not talking about criminals harming people in the streets. We're talking about kids in high school, young people in college, and people in the workforce. Every president since Ronald Reagan, again, since 1986, has said hands off on these folks. The only president that reduced that to writing in a series of 12 executive orders was Barack Obama. And when those 12 executive orders were challenged in court, the court invalidated them, saying this is for Congress to do. Mr. President, if you had done this quietly and below the radar screen like all of your predecessors have done, and as Donald Trump is doing today, there'd be nothing for us to invalidate. But because this is for Congress to write the law and not you, you can't change the law.
And we got the deadlines because Republican governors sued the federal government to say this is unconstitutional.
Yes, right? The reason the Republican governors sued is because when immigrants, legal or illegal, stay in the country, they are entitled to a social benefit net.
Well, Judge Knapp on DACA, this is, like we talked about yesterday. I mean, when you get into the emotions of this, Scott, the facts get blurred. And, I still maintain, and I want to say to all those kids out there and the families, relax. It's going to be okay. I mean, nobody's going to come and, put you in a van and carry you away. I mean, there would be absolute riots. It would just, it's just not going to happen. What we're trying to do is get back into alignment as a nation of rules and laws. We are a nation of laws. That's important. And we're tying down those loose ends. Barack Obama did us no favors. He did you no favors in doing this. I mean, he said clearly he was unauthorized to do this. And then he goes ahead and drops a landmine for the next administration just for fun. I'm sure if Hillary was around and she was president today, she'd be saying, hey, thank you very much, or that they would just continue on with this ruse. And then people would still be complaining that the immigration system is broken. If you're going to fix it, then you've got to bring it all back into the rule of law. Remember what broke it to begin with. And that was that we started obliterating the laws of immigration, and now everybody agrees it's broken. But for some reason, people do not want to seem to want to really sincerely fix these issues and right the wrongs, and that is that you get everything back under the law the way it's supposed to be, and then we'll start to improve and fix immigration. That's what this is all about. We don't need the kids being out there thinking that there's some lurking shadow overhead that's going to suddenly fall on them like the sky, a piece of sky hitting them at random and taking them to a country they know none about or little about. America is their country. OK, so let's figure out how do we do this? And Congress was given 6 months to make this right.
I guess I have a question. So when they were going through all this and they were given that initial free pass, and I agree with you, a lot of these people are the people that we want in this country. They're
sure.
Part of the military. They're going to school. They're working, things like that. Why weren't they already going through the steps to get that citizenship? Because if you could be here, why wouldn't you start taking the steps during that free time to say, hey, I'm going through the steps to become a citizen?
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure.
Well, there was no legal pathway for it, Scott. They were not given any kind of process in which to do that. So they've been in limbo all this time. Thank you very much. the Democrats and Republicans as well, because each have their own interests. But it's time to get it fixed, get it out of the emotion. We'll work it out to where, you know, these young kids, these kids that have been contributing, can be a part of this country.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what this is all about. Thank you for joining us and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And look, I get comments from my fellow Hispanics that go, look, you're Hispanic. Why do you say what you say? Why is it that you're not falling in line with the general sentiment? Well, first of all, I don't think that being emotional about this is the answer. I think it only adds to the problem, because then what happens, you get emotional and things happen, and then we deal with the emotional issue and not dealing with the real problem. So I say relax, understand what's going on here. You know, for those that thought Barack Obama did them a big favor in this, he didn't. You know, just like with health care and other things that the administration did. Because, see, and to this day, many people do not understand what Barack Obama was all about with his progressive ideas. You know, everywhere progressive ideas have tried to take root, they have failed. Now, he used the bully pulpit. He used the power of the presidency. He used his powers with the executive order. Remember, his pen, his phone. He did a lot of these things, and it was great damage done to our republic. And so now you've got President Trump, like him or not, comes in as a real CEO. This is an experienced chief executive officer. And remember, the office of the president is as an executive officer. And I will not forget the look on his face after the week. I think it was the first week he was in the Oval Office. And he came out and the press said, hey, how are you doing? Something to that effect. And he goes, wow, this is a big mess. And the suggestion was, and I can't remember the exact words, but the implication was it was a bigger mess than what he expected. Now, CEOs understand this, and they understand, you know, what they've got to do to right this ship. Now, understand also that it's one thing to be a CEO of a private company and being the CEO of the United States of America, where you've got all these opinions and you've got all these ideas. You've got, you know, a partisanship abounding, not to mention the deep state and people within the establishment that, you know, like where they live. They like what they've carved out on the backs of the taxpaying public, and they don't want things to change. You know, they're happy campers right where it stands. So this is what we're dealing with. And again, I stress to you the importance of the rule of law. The reason that people can justify breaking the law is because the government is a poor model of that. They've obliterated the law at every turn, and it would seem, and I know this might seem harsh for those of you that think that Barack Obama to this day, in spite of all the evidence, can still walk on water. I'll tell you, he did a lot of damage to this country, I believe, and to the republic in which, you know, we are here, stewards of, and that we're going to pass on to the next generation. He did us no favors, is what I'm telling you. And DACA is just another example what he did. So now here we are dealing with all this emotion. Kids around the country and are thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to have some, you know, moving van or some van come in and incarcerate me and send me back across the border. And I don't even know who that country. I have no idea. I've been raised here in America. For the most part, I've, you know, kept my nose clean. Maybe I went to the military, you know, and some of these, you know, some of these responses in terms of how many kids went to the military and, you know, first responders and that, you know, in reality, we're talking about some percentages. As you can imagine, it runs the full spectrum. You know, some kids have gotten themselves in trouble. And they're going to be subject to deportation, possibly, because they haven't been good citizens. They have not, as Scott has suggested, they have not taken advantage of this opportunity, even as, you know, somewhat false or unstable as it might have been, and they've not made the most of it. Now, some of the kids have decided, okay, I'm going to go be a good student. I'm going to get my degree. I'm going to serve in the military. I am going to demonstrate to America that I deserve to live here. I am worthy of the opportunity because I've worked hard and I have contributed. Now, for all those kids that have done that, I don't know many in America who would not stand in the gap and block their exit because they are the kind of citizens and the characters that we want in this country. And that's what immigration is all about. Whether you're Hispanic, whether you're from Europe, whether you're a Muslim, you know, can you add to the proposition of a free America and liberty and what this Constitution stands for? Or do you want to come here and you want to practice Sharia law, which says Sharia law takes precedent over the U.S. Constitution? Sorry, that doesn't work here.
Yeah, well, you got to buy in. We are called a melting pot.
Oh.
And it's because we're one of the only countries in the world where it's just all sorts of people have come together and we're all working for towards the same thing, that American dream.
And what leads the whole concept? What is foundational to the whole concept, Scott?
The Constitution.
Liberty. Having the freedom to think what you want to think, do what you want to do, dream what you want to dream. Where else can you go and do that? Are you going to tell me that in Russia you can sit there and get away with the kind of stuff that some of these people have get away with, that Antifa can demonstrate and do the damage, that white supremacists can do this, that we can, you know, have a an open marketplace where there's free expression?
Well, no, you can't. And I actually have some friends that are from Russia. They've actually immigrated over here from Russia. And one of the biggest things that they say is different here than in Russia is here we can keep taking chances. We can keep taking shots. We can keep going for that goal. He says over in Russia, you get one shot. So if you want to be a baker and you're going to open up a bakery, you better make that one bakery work because you're never getting another shot.
Right.
But he says here, he goes, Americans, you guys can fail. You guys fail, and that doesn't mean anything here to you. You guys just keep going. You fight through it, and you try it again. Right. He goes, you don't get that in other countries. Mm-hmm. We're also one of the only countries that, you know, they always say a lot of places have liberty, but we're one of the only countries that actually has a set of rules based around our liberties.
Mm-hmm.
We have a paper that they put out when they first created the country that said, hey, these are the certain things that you get to do. They don't have that in other places. They have constitutions, but they don't have them like we have. And it's not a bunch of people that come together. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, the ones that are doing good, I'll stand right there with you, and I'll block their exit.
Yes.
You know? But the ones that that aren't doing good or that just think that they should just
that they're somehow entitled
to it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's right.
Well, we're in agreement, and I think most people feel this way, and this is what galls me sometimes, is you hear the Democrats and partisans and those that are getting emotional make broad generalities. Some of these congressmen and congresswomen, the majority, you don't know about the majority. Based on what poll are you coming up with the majority that you would make such a ridiculous statement? But nobody calls them on it because they're in their echo chambers and they're protected. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. And here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
The time for half measures in the Security Council is over. The time has come to exhaust all of our diplomatic means before it's too late. We must now adopt the strongest possible measures. Kim Jong-un's action cannot be seen as defensive. He wants to be acknowledged as a nuclear power. But being a nuclear power is not about using those terrible weapons to threaten others. Nuclear powers understand their responsibilities. Kim Jong-un shows no such understanding. His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war.
Nikki Haley, of course, in her response about Kim Jong-un and North Korea, and, of course, Korea responds is, look, we got more gift packages for the United States. Of course, that's not an impersonation. I'm just only being a bit, you know, whatever it is that I'm being a bit of. Well, Professor Ryan Morrow, who's more than a bit of in Sirius, a Shulman Fellow and the National Security Analyst for the Clarion Project, is with us. Ryan, the North Korean Hermit Kingdom president is saying he's got surprises for the United States. Gift packages, he says.
Yes. Well, I hope he kept their receipt because I'd like to return them. Mm. But basically, it looks like they're going to test another missile. That's because they are trying to perfect the reentry technology, meaning when you fire an ICBM missile, it goes out into space and then it needs to come back in. And so they're working on extending the range, but also having the ability for the missile not to be destroyed upon reentry. So it looks like that's what they're focusing on. We should assume that they'll have a successful test because they keep beating expectations and they've had plenty of time to work on this type of technology. But to me, there was a much bigger story missed here, mm-hmm. much bigger, which is that everyone was focusing on the fact that they tested an H-bomb that we didn't think that they had, the hydrogen
right.
bomb. 16 times as powerful as Hiroshima. Actually, what accompanied that test was a statement saying that the purpose of that test would be to strike the United States with an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse. So that is the type of attack where you detonate the weapon in the atmosphere, and it sends off an electromagnetic pulse, and it fries all of the electronic components over the continental U.S. if you do it in the right spot at the right altitude. And if you don't, then it still covers a huge part of the U.S., and it's still apocalyptic in nature.
Right.
And this is the first time North Korea has explicitly threatened to do that and said that is the purpose behind their weapons building.
Well, this has been a point of vulnerability that has been discussed ad nauseum. And I don't know if the United States has done anything about this to protect our grid and what the consequences would be if North Korea was successful in executing that mission.
Sure. Well, for a long time, people thought it was science fiction, including myself, because it just sounded too crazy. The idea that a small country like North Korea or Iran could use a single nuclear weapon, or if they want to be safe, two nuclear weapons, and destroy the entire United States, essentially. It just sounded nuts, so I didn't talk about it too much until there was the EMP Threat Commission put together by the government in 2008. It was a congressional blue ribbon commission, and they brought in the experts, and they concluded that, yes, this is a plausible attack. It would actually work, and based on their estimation, the majority of Americans, possibly as high as 90-95%, would die within 2 years because of the collapse of the infrastructure if this type of attack was successfully and maximally executed upon the United States. North Korea is not only threatening to do this, we know they have the capability, we know Iran in their military manuals are saying that this is how they would attack us, and they've actually simulated how to do it. Iran's practicing it, North Korea is threatening it. Our enemies believe that this is a plausible way to attack us, and when we brought together the experts, they said that our enemies' threats were plausible. So it's a very, very frightening thing.
So the people are saying, what are we doing about it?
Well, basically, so far, nothing. I know that there was some money put aside by the Obama administration to deal with not really an EMP per se, but to do things to protect the infrastructure in the event of a solar flare, which is an environmental phenomenon from outer space. That would be, but if you protect yourself from that, you also protect yourself from EMP. But that effort hasn't really gone anywhere. I talked to Dr. Peter Vincent Pry yesterday, who is the top expert on EMP, and I said, how much would it cost to protect the United States, to harden the grid, so that at least the main portion of the grid, so that we can deal with this type of thing? Because I knew that it didn't cost that much money. Last time I looked at the estimate, he said it was about $2 billion. That's nothing.
That's nothing. Yeah,
not
exactly.
Not a tax raiser, but when you have 300 and I think it's 330 million Americans, mm-hmm. we should be able to raise that money pretty quickly. You can raise my taxes for a few dollars for a single year.
Yeah, you don't want to suggest that. We can do a GoFundMe deal, because these knuckleheads, if you raise the taxes, then it becomes an eternal, you know, project, you know. We ought to get what's his name from Houston, the football player that his goal was to raise $20,000 or whatever, some nominal amount. Now he's up to $21 million that he's raised, you know, for the victims there in Texas, in Houston. Amazing what he's been able to do. But yes, I'm sure people on a GoFundMe basis, $2 billion. That's chump change comparatively, right?
Yeah, I mean, imagine if President Trump gave a national address on this. He said, North Korea is threatening to do this. We want to do a mad dash to protect ourselves. It'll cost $2 billion. And it's still unbelievable to me that it's that small amount. If he gave a national address and he said, here's the GoFundMe page, can everyone donate as much as possible? And you'll see once we hit the $2 billion mark, and then everyone can stop donating. Mm-hmm. You would have people giving more than the couple of dollars or whatever, $5, $10. That each of us would have to chip in. You'd have millionaires putting in money. You know, you'd have companies that would say we consider it to be in our financial interest to donate.
Well, of course. You'd have celebrities. We'd have concerts. We'd have concerts. I mean, there'd be concerts all over the place, you know, for the EMP, concert tour or whatever, you know.
Yeah, probably like the easiest and most important thing we could ever do since 9/11, and we haven't done it. We can't even get this right.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this seems pretty academic, and it's low-hanging fruit as far as a decision is concerned. But they have to do something here as North Korea continues to rattle their saber and, fire missiles over Japan. I mean, for them to do this, I mean, this is a real test of, the nerve of Americans and also South Korea, and what people need to understand, and Japanese there, not to mention China, because China itself is being marginalized. I mean, how is this playing in the hand of China? Are they just hoping that this is a game of survivor? They're going to somehow be the last man standing and take over the world?
They view North Korea essentially as a military base with a bad commander. In their mind, they're still getting leverage out of this, and it's also a great negotiating tactic for them. When North Korea acts crazy and we need their help, then they can put demands on us and say, all right, well, we'll help with North Korea if you do X, Y, Z. So this is a giant game to them. That's why they haven't been that helpful. Some people say they haven't been helpful at all. I don't believe that that's the case. In fact, when the North Korean leader has killed his family members in very dramatic fashion, those family members were close to China. What he was doing wasn't just eliminating political rivals. He was trying to eliminate the option of having China kick him out and replace him with someone more favorable. Mm-hmm. So North Korea's and China's relations are still very good, but they're still worse than they have been.
Exactly. Well, and what people need to keep in mind is Kim Jong-un's ultimate goal here, and that is the joining up of both Koreas, that there would be one Korea, not a North and South, right?
That's a stated goal. How committed he is to that, we don't really know.
So if that's only stated, then what other ulterior motive does he have?
Massive ego and keeping himself in power and as rich as possible by plundering it from his people.
Yeah, amen. Well, Ryan Morrow, thank you as always. Ryan is a professor, Shulman Fellow, and a national security analyst for the Clarion Project. Ryan, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, the Houston Texan, J.J. Watt, has just blown his goal right straight out of the water, as we'd mentioned earlier. Originally, he had hoped to raise, I said 20, you know, something like 20,000 was actually 200,000 was the goal, and they're now over $21 million. I mean, so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it, so he's seeking counsel, which is a smart move to make sure that money is rightfully directed, and good on him for what he's doing, and good on all the people that have been supporting J.J. Watt and so many others, as well as the founder of Mercy Chefs. Mercy Chefs, of course, has been with us. We've been with them from near day one, as they've been right there in the field of battle in Texas, you know, from Rockport to Houston, back and forth. The founder and president of Mercy Chefs, Gary LeBlanc, joins us again to give us a ground floor eyewitness report. Gary, I understand you're on your way from Houston to Rockport, right?
That's right. We're running supplies back and forth every day. It's been quite an adventure.
Well, as you say in your last report, this is horrible. Something that you couldn't even imagine, that you've not seen before. Water everywhere. It's you know, the lives, the stories, the people that are affected. It is very emotional. It is heartbreaking. You know, and this is why one of the reasons why Americans are supporting Mercy Chefs and the other foundations there to help the people out.
Well, it is so important. I one of the reasons, other reasons I'm going to Rockport today is to check on the emotional well-being of my team down there. We find that we have to do a little self-check with each other, especially in Rockport. They've been so close to the people. We're dealing eye to eye with the folks that still are coming out of their homes from the storm. There are people they're still sleeping on the floors in their home. They don't have mattresses or beds. There is not a shelter anywhere nearby, and they don't want to get too far from their home.
Exactly.
So the human toll is just as bad as the building toll and the damage toll. This is really shaking the people of Texas, but they're very resilient here too.
Well, it's tough enough to experience something like this, but it goes on. I mean, the water is still there. As you report, hospitals are flooded, grocery stores are nearly empty, and if they're open at all, the kids don't have a place to go back to school. There's no normalcy. Everything is a bit in chaos, and they probably wake up every day and going, tell me the nightmare is over. But it's another day just to get through this laborious process that all the experts are telling us will take years in which to, fully rebuild and rediscover a normalcy that they enjoyed prior to Hurricane Harvey.
Well, and it's two very different disasters here with this. I mean, Rockport was just blown apart. Every building in town is damaged, most beyond use. And so it truly was the hurricane kind of storm. Looked more like a tornado, actually.
Yeah.
Houston is different. Houston was just rising waters and floods and homes so far, you just can't see them all that were flooded. And now it's streets full of debris, sheetrock and wet insulation. And the mold and the mildew smell is just starting to hang at the part of Houston that we're at. So it's two very different looking, very different impacts of storms here.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got lingering disease that comes along with stagnant water, bugs. I complain about the bugs here in Florida. I just got back, and I know the bugs miss me because as soon as I got here to Florida, they were all over me again. it's just, and I complain, but I think about what they're going through, and I feel like mine is a hangnail by comparison. As you mentioned there, Rockport, I mean, they took the direct hit. Cat 4 coming right through town, as you said, it just blew that town apart.
It really did. And, you talked about yours is just a hangnail compared to this. I have one of my volunteers that just got home, and she said she couldn't sleep the first night. She felt guilty being back in the house with running water and electricity. Because Rockport still doesn't have power or running water. I mean, it's completely the wilderness there.
Yeah. Well, we've got to get through this and rebuild. There is no doubt about it. Congress has got to move in a bipartisan sort of way. But meanwhile, it is the good people of this country, the citizens who always run to the aid of others, whether it's here domestically or internationally. That is the DNA of America, and they're doing it once again. We're grateful for that, and we're grateful for people, Gary, that have been supporting Mercy Chefs. The thousands of meals that you've been able to provide, not only to first responders, but the victims there in Texas, from Houston to Rockport. You've got a team there in Rockport, and then also you're getting ready because speaking of Florida and the next hurricane, we all have an eye here on Hurricane Irma that's coming at us at Category 5 speeds.
Well, we just brought a third mobile kitchen into Houston so we can begin to transition our big kitchen out on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday night sometime we'll take off for the East Coast or Florida to be on station for that one. But we're coming off a pretty brutal deployment down here. We'll exceed 100,000 meals
wow.
by Friday here in Texas. And then now it's time to go on. And like you said, the DNA of Americans is to help. So we will be in Florida or wherever Irma strikes. Mercy Chefs will be there.
Well, I'm saying, you know, I know that you've been on calls there with the governor in Florida about Irma. And where are you projecting to land right now? There's various models that have it, you know, the initial models were talking about West Palm, but now it looks like it could be north of Jacksonville, maybe.
I still think we're a day and a half from seeing exactly where it's going to go. So we're looking at everything from the West Coast of Florida to strikes up into the Carolinas. And so we'll station somewhere where we can get either place pretty quickly. This storm is proving to be very unpredictable and is breaking most of the forecasting models. It's amazing how these storms make their own weather and go exactly where they want.
Yeah. We hate these hurricanes that have their own attitude. That's just, you know, unacceptable. And, of course, right behind Irma, we have Jose out there lingering and getting ready on deck and getting ready to come in as well. No projections at this point other than we know that there's another hurricane in the offing here. Now, Gary, we've got about a minute and a half left. Explain to everybody, I mean, you've been on with us, you know, what Mercy Chefs is all about, what you're doing, and also how they can donate and help with the cause here.
Well, Mercy Chefs does high-quality chef-prepared meals in the field, in disasters and national emergencies. We do really the best food that can be done out in the field, out of some incredible mobile kitchens. And we ask folks to pray for us or volunteer with us or support us financially. And they can find information on www.mercychefs.com. That's mercychefs.com. And we'll tell them how to do any of those things they'd like to do to help us. And we just appreciate so much the way folks in Texas and the region and America have come along behind us.
And, Gary, you bring up an important point in terms of praying for the team there, and you're going to Rockport to offer some moral support and let them know that, you know, all of us here associated with Bill Martinez Live and our listeners, you know, we just want to hug them and thank them, you know, for what they're doing. This has got to be tough when you're the effect of this. I mean, you just are there to support others, and sometimes, you know, that can weigh on you. So I appreciate your vulnerability and sharing with us, you know, what the team is going through. So look forward to hearing back from you. We will stay in touch. Thank you very much for being with us. Gary LeBlanc for Mercy Chefs on Bill Martinez Live.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here coming at you with James Herson, yes, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, lots to talk about, buddy, as usual.
Yeah, never a slow news day, even after a Labor Day weekend.
Yep, exactly. I mean, here it is. I leave California, I come to Florida, and it's hello, no CMs, mosquitoes, and Irma. And not necessarily all in that order.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm it's going, true. Yeah. Well, my mother's going, don't you know they got hurricanes? What are you doing? I go, you know me. You know, I'm just your rebel son.
That Irma decides instead of coming to Florida to pay a visit to North Korea.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Can we direct that, make that happen? Hey, that's the best idea I've heard all day, outside of the fact that, of course, everybody's up in arms about President Trump's stand on DACA, and some people are not seeing the favor that he's doing for them in terms of legitimizing what President Obama, you know, did single-handedly. You know, here he is as a former law professor, as somebody who should know better, and he admitted that he was kind of breaking the law anyway. But, you know, it's like he really did no favors to, you know, to these immigrants that are here on an illegal status. He basically gave them a stay. But it's like President Trump says, look, if we're going to do it, let's do it the right way. Let's have Congress do their job, and we'll make the DREAM Act really a true DREAM Act with a good conclusion, not a nightmare at the end of the rainbow.
Well, look, the fact is, I mean, the media, really, no one should listen or watch to the media until they listen to this segment mm-hmm. on your show, because the media is using emotion and tears. As you point out, President Obama, when he was lobbied to use his executive power to implement the DREAM Act when it wouldn't go through Congress, he says, look, I'm not a king.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the authority, he said. Then he turns around. This is kind of like when he said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, he said, I don't have the authority. Then he turns around and does it. Now he claims he's going to use social media to justify it and say that President Trump is wrong. All President Trump is doing is correcting a dire error that was allowed to stand.
Exactly.
Because the Obama administration, President Obama, violated the law, violated statutory law. He violated the concept of separation of powers that's in the Constitution. He violated the sovereignty of the United States. He undermined the what we want in any nation is we want to have incentive for people to come here legally.
Exactly.
And so President Obama, this is the same kind of policy he had when he told the Border Patrol not to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
He basically had an open border stance and encouraged illegal lawbreaking instead of legal approach. And by the way, you know, when President Trump had his temporary moratorium on travel from countries that harbor terrorism, what happened? Well, immediately lawyers started filing lawsuits. Well, that's going to start now.
Mm-hmm.
Because both New York and Washington State, the same attorneys general that filed lawsuits on the travel moratorium are now already saying they're going to file lawsuits on this. They're looking for a liberal judge because there is no way that when President Trump essentially rescinds an illegal executive order by Obama.
Right.
And by the way, there is not a single legal expert that can sit down and say that the president is authorized to grant work permits on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And grant access to Social Security on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Grant access to government benefits on his own. Shield people from deportation on his own. That is Congress's exclusive province, and he did it anyway. And this is because the media surrounds him and protects him at every turn, this is still all on President Obama. And the Republicans know it, and that's what Paul Ryan should be talking about. I mean, to his credit, Congressman Steve King did talk about it and said, look, the president doesn't have the authority to waive immigration law. So this is inevitably, actually what Trump has done, and I know he's doing a little bit of gamesmanship because he is the art of the deal guy. Mm-hmm. He wants leverage. But he did not have to grant the six-month grace period at all.
Exactly.
But he did it because he said, look, I want to have this done with heart. And he essentially said, you guys over there in Congress who always say you have heart, now you can prove it.
Exactly. And the thing is that we get back to what you and I discussed many times here, James, and that is that if we're about the rule of law, we need to be about the rule of law. And when you obliterate one rule, what says that you can't justify in your own mind and perception the breaking of other rules and laws? I mean, all this that is being done right now, clearly, when it comes to legal standing, you know, and that sort of thing, Jeff Sessions and President Trump have gone a long way in righting the wrongs of the Obama administration. I mean, if people are upset emotionally about this, they need to thank the person that did this single-handedly, and that's President Obama. It is not President Trump. What Trump is doing is legitimizing your presence in this country. So for the dreamers who have been dreaming and have been grateful for what has been done in the first draft, they're going to be even more grateful. They need to calm down a little bit. Congress is going to do the right thing. It's going to be okay. I mean, these kids who know no other country, in many cases, James, as you know, have served in our military. They're first responders. I mean, there was a great story about a first responder in Houston. You know, here he is on the DACA program. He is covered, and now all of a sudden it looks like the carpet can be pulled pulled out from underneath him. He's not concerned about it. He's concerned about saving lives. So that's the sentiment of these young people, and I believe the country will honor that. We're not going to go against that.
No, and look, that's the first place that they'll start mm-hmm. is with first responders, with people in the military. There are people that their parents brought them here illegally. They've joined the military. They've been valiant. I mean, there's going to be a way for them. It's going to be legitimate. It's going to be legal, mm-hmm. not through the stroke of a pen, which, by the way, Obama signed that thing, DACA, in 2012. But once he got a taste of overstepping authority and being a king, mm-hmm. he did it again in 2014. He passed DAPA, D-A-P-A, which Deferred Action for Parental Accountability, which gave a broader group of illegal immigrants a legal status and shielded them from deportation. And that one, there were lawsuits filed. The court struck it down. And the Fifth Circuit, the Court of Appeals, said it, that basically that Obama, what he had done is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. If they had gotten a hold of DACA, if a court had gotten a hold of DACA, and it's going through the courts, mm-hmm. they would have declared it unconstitutional anyway. Trump in June rescinded DAPA in the media. There were crickets in the media. Mm-hmm. Nobody paid attention because they knew it was a losing argument. Mm-hmm. Now, with DACA, they think it's a wedge issue for the upcoming election. So Tom Perez is breaking blood vessels.
Oh, is he going nuts or what? I mean, this guy is beyond emotional. He needs a sedative.
But you know what? He's a gift to the Republicans,
just like
Nancy Pelosi's a gift, just mm-hmm. like Antifa is a gift. All this crazy leftism is going to help Republicans gain seats in 2018 and help Donald Trump get reelected. You know, it's just mm-hmm. it's amazing how their overreactions, overplaying of their hand, really turn out to help the other side.
Well, James, I hope the Republicans really have a standpoint on this. You know, kind of like, as you said at the onset, if people have not, you know, forget about what they're going to hear in mainstream media from Perez and these other knuckleheads that are so emotional. If they don't listen and hear this segment that you and I are putting in perspective here, they're going to ride the, the wave of emotions, and they're going to just be absolutely over the top, and they're going to miss the opportunity here. And that is that all will be well. And in fact, the very thing that they want in the long run is legitimacy. And Trump is giving them that opportunity for legitimacy.
This is, though, an example of the swamp in action, because who wants this open border policy? Is the Democrats want voters, and the Republican donors want cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, if they don't listen to mainstream America, the people that went to the polls and shocked all the experts and elected Trump, they're going to be in trouble big time. And when the more Paul Ryan sounds like Nancy Pelosi, the more he'll set himself up for being the Eric Cantor of the election season, meaning he'll get primaried.
Yeah, without a doubt. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. And we agree that those that, thought they were under some sort of program as DACA, better things lie ahead for you. Just, hang on to the emotions. We're going to let Congress do their job, and you will be truly legitimate. I guess that's the final word, James, don't you think?
I think it is.
We'll leave it at that. Thanks, James.
All right, thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one?